Technique 6. Get a progress report. Practice, evaluate and give feedback. Practice. Motivation is one of the key aspects of learning anything. Without motivation, we quickly lose interest and often decide not to continue. Motivation comes from knowing that we're making progress. This is best achieved by asking others you respect to evaluate you and give you feedback. Here are some criteria to evaluate your business English speaking. Number 1. Achieve objective. Number 2. Transmit ideas. Number 3. Structure. Number 4. Manner. Number 5. Voice. Number 6. Professional English. Number 7. Time management. Details provided in the ebook. Note, feedback should always be a balance of strengths and areas to improve. Action. Record yourself explaining a process or giving an opinion in 3 to 4 minutes. Evaluate yourself using the 1 to 7 criteria. Then ask someone to give you feedback. Technique 7. Good communicators. Get your ideas across. Make sure you're understood. Communicate with confidence. Working in the global business world, we have and will meet many different professionals who have varying levels of English. Some will be extremely fluent, while some you will barely understand. What's most surprising and interesting is that the best communicators are not usually the ones with the best level of English, for example, grammar, vocabulary, accent. What all good communicators have in common is the following: getting your ideas across, transmitting your ideas to people, make sure you are understood, communicating with confidence. When good communicators make mistakes, they don't concentrate on them because they don't want to get blocked. They just focus on point 1 to 3. Don't worry about embarrassment. As you try and get better, you'll see others encouraging and appreciating your efforts. Also, as you practice more, you relax more, allowing you to concentrate on points 1 to 3. Action. Replace your old internal voice that says, "You made a mistake, people will laugh at you," with, "Everyone makes mistakes, and that is how we learn." For example, write down an example of when you ignored your internal voice. What did the internal voice say? What happened when you ignored it? What was the result? Technique 8. Clear, simple and concise. Change the chip in your brain. Each language has different cultural norms that influence the language. For example, Spanish is eloquent and Japanese is diplomatic and indirect. However, in the global business world, the most valued communication between people is clear, simple and concise communication. 86 to 87% of people using English for international business are not native speakers, so there's no place for local metaphors, slang and expressions if communication is your main objective. Quick and effective international communication is clear, simple and concise. The key to this communication base is to change the chip in our brains. This new chip is more powerful than Intel. It's the CSC chip. It enables us to communicate our ideas in international business quickly and effectively. The CSC chip, clear, simple, concise. Action. Think of an international business situation in the past when you weren't clear, simple, and concise when communicating your ideas. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? Technique 9. Cultural norms. Why do Japanese people bow when they greet people? To be truly effective communicating in the world, We need to understand cultural norms, our own and other cultures. Each culture has unique do's and don'ts that can be very different from those in your own culture. They are called cultural norms. In Japanese culture, it's helpful to know how to bow, while in the Middle East, we suggest you don't show the soles of your shoes to your potential clients. Cultural norm information sources: Executive Planet, colleagues or business partners that have visited that country, embassies, consulates, and cultural offices. Action: design a guide of cultural norms, 5 do's and 5 don'ts for a foreign professional, client or supplier, client visiting your country for the first time. Technique 10. Communication techniques, Monroe's motivated sequence. Have you ever heard of Monroe's motivated sequence? It's a simple communication technique used by salespeople to persuade. Number 1. Attention. Get the attention of your audience using a detailed story, shocking example, dramatic statistic, quotations, etc. Need. 2. Show that the problem about which you are speaking exists, that is significant, and that it won't go away by itself. Use statistics, examples, etc. Convince your audience that there is a need for action to be taken. 3. Satisfy. You need to solve the issue. Provide specific and viable solutions that the government or communities can implement to solve the problem. Visualization. Number 4. Tell the audience what will happen if the solution is implemented or does not take place. Be visual and detailed. 5. Action. Tell the audience what action they can take personally to solve the problem. Action. Think of a situation at work where you needed to persuade a person or a group of people. Then practice it using Monroe's communication technique. Now try it in a meeting and write down how you used it and the results.